is Davin's Den.
All right, before we get to Ann Jackson, we had wanted to do some merit badges if President Trump was running the Boy Scouts. Some new merit badges, because the Scouts are known for merit badges. I'll go with the first one.
Okay.
The Teflon Don merit badge. This is awarded to Scouts who display the ability to have a lot of people saying negative things about you, showing you have indeed been being untruthful, perhaps get dragged into court regularly, yet through sheer brilliance of your gift of gab and strong will of your personality, you never get in the same amount of trouble a normal person would get in. Now, the badge would look like a nonstick frying pan with an oddly colored head of orange hair on the handle of the frying pan. What's yours?
Well, this one at first sounded like it was right up my alley, but then I realized it really wasn't. It's the cat wrangler badge. And the idea is that you grab as many pussies as you can, but you have to really hold on tight because they can be pretty feisty.
And slippery.
On occasion. And
they want you to grab them.
It's just kind of an inverted V. It's a really simple looking badge.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My badge would be the Great Merit Badge. What is a Great Merit Badge? By everything you touch or do, you're going to make it great. It's going to be great. Going to be big, great. See a cat? Going to be a great cat. See schoolwork? Going to be great. Going to be big.
Now, what's the waiting time? How long do you get to make it great?
Apparently, 100 days.
Funny. All right. Pip, what's your next one?
It's the Covfefe Badge.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. It's for being able to crack really strange secret codes.
I like that.
But unfortunately, the embroidery on the badge is completely indecipherable. Yeah, I couldn't even say it.
Nobody can speak on this show. Yet they let us talk.
Indecipherable. Yeah.
What do you got, Joe?
The wall badge.
Ah.
Yes. Take a wall, find a spot, build a wall, make it great.
A lot of greatness in these badges.
A lot of greatness, yes.
They're great badges.
Look at China. They made a wall. They called it great, too. See how long it went? That's greatness.
So Trump's a hack.
Yeah.
They all steal hustle.
You steal idea.
All right. My final badge is the Camouflage Spicy Badge.
Oh.
This award is earned by being able to dodge questions and inquiries, not by artful use of the English language, but instead hiding in the bushes.
Is it made of shrubbery?
You need not hide very well. It is the effort that gets you the badge. It would look like an ill-fitting suit covered with shrubbery.
Yes. Spice is getting his scent in the mail.
Yes. Unfortunately, yes. It will only be available for 6 months.
Oh, nice.
So that is our Trumpian merit badges.
Like them.
There you go. It could happen. All right, let's do some...
Ann Jackson.
Yeah. Pip, why don't you give me...
Like there was a choice.
There is. I might do... I was thinking about doing Boozy or Floozy. We haven't done that in a while. I might blow off an Ann Jackson soon.
Wow.
What do you think?
Look at you playing Senior Cut Day.
I'm fucking cut her.
I hope you're talking about Ann. Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is.
All right, so what are the categories?
Well, our usual category number one is Mr. Davin. Category number two, and I know I'm going out on a limb because it hasn't happened in a while. Damn it all red. Category number three, one of my favorites, fucking assholes.
Okay, I'm going with... three Mr. Davins.
Okay.
No Damn It All Red.
What?
And seven fucking assholes.
A lot of fucking assholes.
Wow.
More than your average amount of fucking assholes. I'll give you that, Joe.
I'm going with six Mr. Davins, one Damn It All Red, and three fucking assholes. And I'm assuming that Lisa will chime in with her choices.
Powdered out?
Yeah, he did. He was very tired when he came.
Of course.
Yeah.
Did he stay for the Trumpian?
Some of it. Okay. And then Bella lured him to bed.
The baby, the puppy.
Doesn't say good when you say his dog lured him to bed.
Oh, she's adorable though.
Are you gonna fuck a dog?
No.
Okay.
But a hug and pet and kisses.
Would a dog lure you to bed?
No.
Okay.
But a puppy and a doggy.
Well, now Lisa's choices are very similar to mine. She says six Mr. Davins, no Damn It All Red though, and two fucking assholes.
This is a conversation between between Ann Jackson and Miller. Oh, wait, no, this is something that somebody sent. Hello, Ann. Each day now I live with one regret, and that regret is hurting Miller.
Who are you gonna call?
We had only just begun on our journey to know each other. But in the few words he did speak to me, I know one thing, and that was he had a big, beautiful heart. I wanted so much for it to work for us, but I guess I went into rage because I thought he was a scammer because of the way things went. But now I do think he's a scammer. No, I do not think that. Not at all. I know after reading his messages again today, he was just hurt because I did not give him this gift.
What? Wait a minute.
Somebody, I think, sent this to Anne.
Yeah, but it sounded like you just said, is a scammer, isn't a scammer.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But now do I think he's a scammer? Busters. No, I do not think he's a scammer. Mm. She thought he was a scammer. Doesn't think he's a scammer, this person.
Now she thinks it's a dead man? Is he dead at this point?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
That's the problem. The guy just didn't kill himself. So
lazy.
This is from Rita, by the way. This is from Rita to Ann.
Oh, okay.
And remember, Rita and Miller are lovers.
Yeah, and Ann went insane about Rita.
Yeah, because Ann really likes Miller, too.
We know that, but she won't admit it. Let me tell you something. She did, but then she doubles back and says, nope, we were never lovers.
Lovers. She goes, take good care if you talk to Miller. I had that Mr. Big Song. Wild World. It's not a Mr. Big Song, but they covered it.
Oh, no, that's a... Isn't that Cat Stevens?
Yeah, it is, but Mr.
Remake of Mr. Big Song.
Oh, okay.
And did it.
What?
No, I like Cat Stevens' version.
Scambusters!
Yusef or whatever.
Don't know you're poor, unless you just want some more. I think you better call Scambusters!
Take good care, and if you talk to Miller, just tell him how sorry I am that I did not trust him.
Who are you
gonna
call?
I know I will regret for a long time to come. Take good care, dear, because you live in my heart too, just like Miller. And this is from Rita. So she's upset it didn't work out with Miller. She didn't, Rita's upset.
Yeah,
that's very concerning. That scamming the lady.
I have a feeling that if Miller is made aware of this, he might find it in his heart to take Rita back.
I think he would. Yeah.
Or reload.
Or at least in his wallet.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I treated you badly, darling. Could you find it in your heart to take me back?
This is more from our Rita. Fear took me away from Miller, but now the fear has turned into a constant heartache, wishing I could fix the broken fence. I don't know. I guess this is Ann. She want to fix it and build a relation with you. She's talking to Miller.
Okay.
She want to fix it and build a relation with you. Sorry, please do not let me get into trouble. I just want my money. Please, return the money to me. So Ann's worried about her money.
Right.
But, there's this whole outside thing that Rita still... wants Miller.
Yeah.
And then she writes to me.
Why isn't she talking her out of it? Oh, because she still wants some money, though. But when you think if she's a coach or account, why isn't she...
If she's a coach, she's Rich Cotite.
But why isn't she telling, her to stay away from him?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Really? My answer would be, because she's not good at this. She doesn't realize.
What?
She doesn't realize at this point when this is happening that Miller is a scammer.
Yeah.
That's the answer. I'm sorry you don't like it.
He does not like your answer.
Like a lot of my answers. Just going to have to suck it up and take it there.
Is that your final answer?
It's my final and my first and my middle answer. It is. To you. And then Ann says, I said, so you know it's for real. So.
Oh, man. I hate getting the raspberry for man.
That's my bunker there. Then she goes, this Miller is a...
fucking asshole?
Fucking liar.
Fucking asshole.
Ooh, oh, it's singular.
Singular sensation.
And every little fucking asshole.
I think you're going to go with every little fucking A. I think that would have ended.
Every little fucking A. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, so I'm here to tweak. He never returns the money to...
Me!
He is criminal. See through the lies. And then this is a conversation between Miller and Anne. And this is Miller. And kill myself. Bye. Bye.
Well, that was abrupt.
No, really.
What?
Have a nice day.
Anne's like, what is it?
I'd kill myself.
Anne, like, is
that's
like,
how I answer the phone these days. I'd kill myself.
That's why I keep calling. I love when you say that word. Anne goes, what is it? Threats? Miller goes, bye. No. Anne goes, what about my funds? I have no funds. Miller was like, just told we'll kill myself. Even like Miller's like, really, lady?
Really? I'm talking about killing myself, and you're going, where's the money? Wow.
You're coming from Miller, who's just as cold.
Oh, yeah.
If a shoe was on the other foot, too.
Oh, yeah.
Where Ann was like, I'm going to kill. All right, having a good day.
Well, once
good
they
point.
What do we know about these scammers? Now, they have gigantic balls.
Well, then they must be very intelligent.
it just astounds me how he could go, you don't care? Really?
You,
of all people?
She's been saying to you so much about how she's gotten ripped off. She's in trouble with her boss, her students.
And now it's like, don't you care? I want to kill myself. I told you I wanted to kill myself about 20 times.
Yeah.
And all you said is, okay.
She's like, I can't eat. I'm sick over this. And, you know, I'm going to get
a very bad relationship.
Really bad.
It was a better relationship in my old house.
Is it worse than Sessions and Trump? Can this be repaired? You just see Miller start firing off tweets at Ann.
Sessions starts bringing stuff in the White House at 2 in the morning. Trump is trying to sleep and throwing roast beef on the bed in the Oval Office or whatever.
That would be fucking awesome. this leak from the Washington Post reports, Sessions is turning on all the lights at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
This is prime Trump tweeting time. He's not pleased.
What are you doing? I'm bringing stuff in from the car.
Trump rolls over and finds a can of peaches underneath his
2
back.
O'clock in the morning.
Sessions won't let Trump watch Fox and Friends on the TV.
Starts vacuuming like when he's trying to do a press conference. Come on!
Kellyanne Conway playing the part of Joe's girl.
That's not nice.
Why?
Have you seen Kellyanne Conway?
Well, I like Kellyanne Conway.
See? What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, please.
See?
20 miles of bad road.
No.
Yeah.
He's only looking to drive 15.
Well, that.
Save that and put it somewhere. That's a great line.
I'll put it in your storage pod. And goes, I have no funds. Miller goes, just Toad will kill myself. It is there. You never believe me. And goes, I have no funds. I never believe in you. I never see any money. That is true. Never ending payment. Who can believe in this? I do not have funds. Funds will hit my account. When? Asking me. He said by himself.
Sorry. We were not prepared.
We're busy having a snack.
Yeah.
You're ruining snack time for us here with
you
this.
You want a nap too, stupid? Go curl up on your mat, you cock.
Yes.
You know what? He's upset because snack time's fucking up story time.
I know.
You can't let the two mix.
Can we have
you get crumbs all over the book.
Oh, look, a raisin.
Should I show the pictures to all the class?
Yes, do that.
Wouldn't that be great if Trump gave like a speech and then just like start showing it to everybody?
Show a picture.
He kind of does that with the executive orders. Like he shows his signature. Like it's fucking story time.
I know.
Fucking great.
It's hilarious.
Look, class, look where the president signs.
Ooh, ah.
It's fucking great. If you look below, you can see what used to be Obama legislation, but no more.
Look at all that whiteout on it.
That'd be great. That's what they just start doing with executive orders. Because they want to all of a sudden conserve, they just start whiting shit out. Every time we get a new administration, you just get a fucking thick layer of whiteout.
Whiteout.
That's funny.
Just a bunch of assholes being petty.
Mm-hmm. I'll fix this.
Asking me to pay and pay. Lie. I am so mad. Someone came to me and hit me.
Me.
Ask
me
to pay back money. Someone came to me and hit me.
Hit me up for the money?
I don't know. She did mention that there had been violence before brought to her.
Oh, that's true. But
I think some of the people that she borrowed money from and that she can't return, I think she's getting her ass beat.
Maybe. Oh, my God.
I don't know if it's violence. I'm sure there's probably threats.
Well, Japanese, they probably know martial arts.
Yeah.
We say racist things.
No, there's probably ninjas at her door.
Sure. Quiet. Stealthy.
Yes.
She'll never know.
Anne goes, Victim C has the same situation like me.
Me.
See? You did this way to me.
Me.
What is it? Where is my funds? Have never got my money. You are not a human being, but an animal. You work with your lover, Rita, to kill him. Me!
To kill him? Me?
Well, she killed. It went to kill him, and then she figured it was a typo, so she went back to me.
Oh, my God. Confuse me.
Fuck you. And that's what she says, too.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought I was getting chastised again.
As well you should. You will burn in hell.
Gonna burn.
Won't you see?
Oh, we will. That was a great concert we went to.
I'm gonna see Dee Snider again. You wanna come?
We'll see.
Don't take your fucking time. I'll wait.
No, it's the schedule. What's the date?
It's a Thursday? No, in November? November 2nd? I hope to hear your death news soon.
Oh, wow.
Is that a letter that the Miss sent you?
That was a foot race.
Well, you were eating your fucking snack, stupid.
Sorry.
It was either be funny or choke. You chose wrong.
I usually choke, so I don't see
the
problem. You
usually choke while trying to be funny.
That's what
problem.
I meant.
And goes, fuck her. burn in hell. Miller goes, never. I don't know if he's never going to burn in hell or never fucker. I don't know.
I don't know, but I think he doesn't want to burn in hell. He wants a fucker.
And goes, never contact me.
Me.
Go fucker. Miller goes, I will kill myself. Finish now. And goes, go to hell. Return the money to
me.
Forget it. You never help victims, but ask us to pay and pay. Try us out. This is true. Miller goes, me got wrong info. Me got wrong info.
Me got, oh, Misa got wrong info.
Really?
What the hell?
Really?
Is that Jar Jar Binks?
Yes.
That was good. That's what I was thinking it should be. It was good.
Thank you.
I couldn't get there. Miller goes, you will see it in the future, okay? And then Ann goes, what? Never send info to me. I got threats from victims and hunters. Fuck off. Bye. Miller goes, the truth, okay? Ann goes, what is the truth? People say I am a scammer.
Oh, Ann saying that people say she's a scammer?
Yes, I don't think Miller cares.
No.
Ann goes, fuck you. You are a scammer. I did help people. What is it? Miller says, I can see you are mad.
Wow.
He's perceptive. It's not always easy to do with text, but he got that. I can see you are mad.
I like the way she says, I helped the scammers. Really? You should have told that woman to stay the hell away from Miller.
I know.
And, you know, you're not helping anybody.
No. I'm like, how exactly did she help these mythical people?
Joe's on fucking point tonight.
Yeah, I know.
Usually by this hour, he's done, but Joe's got some good points tonight. Yeah.
I know. It's the snacks. I'm
isolate
telling you.
That.
The snacks, yeah. Yes, we can isolate that. It's the snacks. Joe powered up. Power pill. Ann says, I will shut down everything. Your rumor. Fuck you. Miller says, let me kill myself.
Wait,
hey, lady, let me kill myself.
Could you hold on for a second?
Himself. Everybody's killing
Miller.
Himself.
Just
okay.
Miller. Just Miller.
Could you hold on for a second while I kill myself, hon? Could you just wait a second?
Can I?
Can I just listen to this goddamn Meatloaf song before you?
Come on, I'm a genius.
That was
an
great.
An obscure song.
It was so great. It's like, really, it's like, what kind of asshole goes, could you just stop texting at me because I'm listening to a song?
Somebody who loves Meatloaf.
Apparently.
This finding golden grams. That's hysterical.
It's plausible. They want you. Miller goes, you left it. And goes, in UK? Fuck you. Lie to
me.
Australia? Miller. Now she's going through all the geography.
Jesus,
that the money.
Christ, where you got the globe out, ladies?
Well, that's where they said the money's been. The money travels more than we do.
Oh, yeah.
Miller goes, 800,000 euros. Ann goes, you are liars. Miller goes, never. Ann goes, you are assholes. Miller goes, no.
Ah, no.
He's right. Yeah, I never seen a pile of cash that needs a passport. That fucking loot's been more places than...
It has all little travel stickers on the sides of it.
I think Johnny Cash sang about it. Ann goes, no money. And Miller goes, you are. Ann goes, I will never send money. You kill
me.
Miller goes, you are the asshole. And the lowercase letter D. You are the asshole.
You are the asshole.
You are the asshole.
An Italian asshole. You're the asshole.
Yeah, you're the asshole.
Hello, we are the assholes.
Possible.
Please
welcome
meet
to
you.
The neighborhood.
Paisano, eh? Okay.
Smells like shit. And goes, return the money to
me.
I do not love you.
Who said
Ann
that?
Ann says, I do not love you.
Oh, there we go. She's admitting it again.
Now, do you think there's a little bit of jealousy between Ann and that other woman?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Ann goes, who will love you? Of course. Miller goes, just transfer fees. I love you.
Who wrote that?
Miller to Ann. I love you. Yeah, but Miller's he's trying to do every angle. He's trying to get, you know, what he can.
No, he has done that before. But, I mean, it's like, wait, he's busy. He's busy killing himself, but he's also expressing his love for her. I'm really confused.
Ann goes, do not tell
me,
fucking idiot. Miller goes, yes.
He's owning that one.
I do. Ann goes, this is scam. Miller goes, you lie to me. Never. Ann goes, you are a big liar. You make me stick. Sick. You make me sick. I fucked that one.
Okay.
You make me stick.
I have that effect.
I would have lied and got the laugh.
You make me stick.
You make me stick. Miller goes, your mind is stupid.
Your mind is stupid.
I don't have to lie. There's a laugh coming with these two.
Yeah
really.
Stick around. Mr. Davin.
Oh, one.
They are criminals. This time I'm going to fight for myself. They took my money and they took the money from the victims without taking any responsibility. They do not contact the victims anymore. I want to say the truth. They are scammers.
Wow.
They make me suffer from the debts with high interest. These people are real heartless con artists.
Wow.
This just then, huh?
breaking news.
Yeah, but still, like, hold on to your chairs.
Yeah, but this is like the 10th time she said it.
I know, but I'm still excited when she has a moment of realization.
Yeah, a little bit of clarity, yeah.
I did not know how to look for the conversations. I tried it many times. I'll expose the evidence. These are the conversations between me and Green. This is from April 15th. Anne says, CID will investigate you. I will see the result. You will get punishment. Fuck you, assholes. You destroy my life. I will block you out and let people track you down. Liars. You are real criminals. Green goes, I'm trying to raise money. Anne goes, a real killer. Fuck you. Parker goes, please do not be angry. Anne goes, you make my life useless. Fuck you. Fuck you, by the way, was the one to go with.
I know. I'm so mad.
As well. Fuck you.
Well, fuck you, too. You know,
Anne goes, I reported all of you. I am waiting for the truth. Green goes, Eric is now in Asia now.
Oh, okay.
Eric Bohr.
Yeah.
Anne goes, do not tell
me.
You reported. Parker goes, you reported? Anne goes, I will never send any info to you. I will. Fuck you. Parker goes, okay.
Okay, fuck me. Whatever, lady.
Bye. Anne goes, you will get punishment soon. I will close everything. Green Parker goes, I will ask Eric block everything. Bye. And then this is April 30th. Anne and Parker Green. Anne goes, I have no money. I am sick. James Miller does not talk. Is he sick? I have no idea. Green Parker says, yes. Okay, we're going with sick now.
Okay.
Parker Green goes, the funds are in UK. Please contact the lawyer. Anne goes, I cannot get any funds.
How the hell did they get to England now?
I know. Well, there's another sticker on that little tiny briefcase that the money's carrying.
Anne goes, now UK funds? I have no funds. Sorry for this. I have no money. No money. Parker goes, not money. Contact lawyer. Anne goes, for what? I did not want to do anything. Parker goes, he's arranged for the funds transfer. Anne goes, I have no money. Parker goes, from Jennifer's account. That's his daughter.
Yay.
Parker goes, you forget. I have to work. Anne goes, he asked for payment. Anne goes, I have no money. Parker goes, talk later. Thanks. Anne goes, no funds. It's true. How can I do the funds transfer? Because she knows that this is going to cost her more money.
Yeah, of course, because they always get fees
right,
out of her.
She's not really onto the game. But
no.
And it will be a murder case. And Parker goes, please add me. Anne goes, add what?
You add me?
No need. I will never contact all of you since you use
me.
Parker Green goes, okay, bye. Same old news. I asked you to contact lawyer. Anne goes, ask Eric to return the money to
me.
You all lie to
me.
Anne goes, he cannot do funds transfer. Parker goes, but I see you are not interested. Bye. Anne goes, he will ask for the payment. That's the big issue here. She wants the money, but she doesn't have it for a payment.
Yeah.
And Parker's like, don't worry about it. Parker's trying to lure her in again.
Yeah, I know.
And this is from May 2nd of some year. Parker goes, did you contact the lawyer? Anne goes, he asked me to pay $700.
You know.
How can I pay?
I cannot don't have anything.
It. Parker goes, oh.
Oh, shocking.
Anne goes, you lied to
me.
Always. It is scam. Parker goes, I know the lawyer is a good man.
Yeah.
I guess we don't feel the same.
No.
Parker goes, please do not tell me that. This is what you say to my daughter. Anne goes, do not tell
me
to pay. I am broke. I have no money. Parker says, that lawyer will never scam you. I can't because I am not a liar.
Oh, oh my God.
Should we write that down? I can't because
I'm not a liar.
Anne goes, pay to Ghana. My company is blanking me.
Oh, my.
Parker Green goes, please, never you call me a liar. Anne goes, every day. I am a liar here. I think they're calling her a liar.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what insult I get? Parker goes, I know you never trusted
me.
Nah, Parker doesn't do that. You fucking fell for it. Simon didn't say.
Ah, damn you.
Parker goes, and you want my daughter to come stay with you? It is not fair. Anne goes, not fair what? Round kill
me.
Anne goes, everyone calls
me,
a liar. You are shit. Joe, you're a little lacking on the me's. Pick that up.
No, because you tricked us. I'm not playing anymore.
You'll play and you'll like it.
You tricked us.
You'll get over it. Lick your wounds. Parker goes, I know I have helped you and James in this issue, but I am shit. Me?
I don't know. He's talking to himself.
Yeah, really. I'm shit. It's like, why are you bagging on yourself? I don't get it.
A moment of reflection.
Beat it to the punch. Ann goes, my company also checked the payment. Parker goes, thank you. Ann goes, sent to Ghana. They told
me.
I am a thief. Parker goes, I will forward this message to my daughter because that's going to help.
Oh, great. Great. So she's in on it.
Yeah, first paragraph. Watch the truck.
Mom, why won't you send more money?
Damn,
mother, dearest mommy.
We still got some time. Ann goes, I will. Parker goes, you steal what? Ann goes, I will send it to her by myself. Parker goes, they are enemies. Ann goes, I use money to help change.
I'm sorry, who's enemies?
The people who are calling her a scammer.
Okay. Because now okay. She's going to send the money to Jennifer herself without them intervening.
Yeah, I guess.
But, you know, she's sending it to another scammer.
I know.
Yeah, it's not like, you know, oh, she's the only legit person in this. No, far from it.
Ann goes, because I use money to help James. Parker goes, that is all I know. Ann goes, the money was sent to Ghana. Parker goes, okay. Ann goes, I showed the receipts. Parker goes, bye. Wait, what money? Ann goes, have you ever thought of it? They checked on
me.
Everything. How do you feel? Parker goes, send it to UK. Ann goes, I am not free at all. That is Parker goes, that is you felt? Wait,
what?
I don't know.
Unless she's talking about fabric.
That yeah. is you felt?
Parker goes, he's in camp. Ann goes, James, where? Now they're in camp together. And he goes, in the Bahamas?
What?
Remember, he's been stationed there before. Why would he go? Why wouldn't we have servicemen in the Bahamas?
Of course they would.
We're storming Atlantis. Those dolphins will never know what hit them.
Yeah. Take the sea, Ray. He might have explosives.
Yeah. Hide the Navy SEALs right next to the swim-up bar.
Yeah, put the SEALs by the SEALs.
Is that an Arabian seahorse?
Yeah. Funny.
Yeah, once in a while.
You know, I actually did a joke when I was
doing. Did you?
Well, there was a.
And
it was. There's a horse. There's a jet at the airport by me. And
there's
Republic,
a jet at the airport. Seems like a good place to.
That's
store.
Where they live. You've been there, but
I have ideas. People
Republic Airport, but there's like a 707 jet there that transports racehorses. Mm-hmm. And I always tried to do this joke in my act. I go, do they profile the Arabian horse? And yeah, it got the same result.
you got to build on that. What
you
the,
ever had that joke? I tried that joke. I thought it was.
It's
great.
Hard to get the horse into the X-ray machine.
But but it's one of those jokes where you believe in it. You try every which way to Sunday to try to make it work. A DOA.
You ask the horse, did you pack your own bag? He goes, nay. Yeah. Now it's a federal case, literally. Yeah. See, we can workshop this show. Now's the time for it.
Maybe I'll take those back to the house.
Sure, why not? Cook some chicken. Think about that joke.
Funny.
Anyway, back to this. Right. Parker goes, in Afghan, like a rug. Ann goes, again? OMG. Parker goes, he is training. Yes. James is a man that loves his country.
Sounds like a place for men's clothes. His country.
His country. Mm, yes.
That's good.
Yeah.
For transgenders. Like women that convert to men, it's he's country.
He's
welcome to he's country. You weren't here before, but now you got your passport. You're a citizen. You have a cock. Yeah. Come on. You weren't
Hello?
Born with one, but now you got a big one, so you're not too bright.
My name is Citizen Cock.
That would be my. That's a good name for a porn star.
Citizen Cock.
It'd be like about politics and cocks.
Yeah, it'd be like Citizen
I'm
Kane,
citizen
but
cock.
I wonder if that's
the porn
out there.
Version of Citizen Kane.
I get it, stupid. That's what we're going for.
I didn't know, stupid.
I do. She's right there. Hi, I'm Pip. I walk into things.
Ow.
Choke on a reason. Yogurt covered. James is a man that loves his country. And goes, this is why he added me by another account. Parker goes, Jennifer confirmed the lawyer as a good man. And goes, he does not contact
me.
Parker goes, yes. And goes, I hope James is okay. Again, she's concerned about him. Before, she didn't care about him killing himself. Now
she's worried. Because
she loves him.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, she does.
Parker goes, he is in training ground. Ann goes, I am crying now. I do not like him to go there. Parker goes, he is. He will not fight. He's in the Bahamas. He's going to go fucking swimming.
Absolutely.
I'm not fighting. It's the fucking Bahamas. We're not at war with the Bahamas, stupid.
We're not?
No, we're not. What's the matter? The buffet's a little bland? We're going to go to war over?
Straighten that shit right out.
I think the room overcharged me.
We had a destroyer fire warning shot at the fucking fruit tray. Straighten that shit out. We want cottage cheese over by the fucking pineapple. We're at war with the Bahamas.
They don't have pineapples there. You should know.
On the fruit tray, they do.
I have no clue. I've never been there.
Well, I have. I'm letting you know.
All right. You said I should have known. I don't know. Now I know. If I bring that up again, I'm wrong.
Let's just assume you are. Mm. We'll move on.
How the hell do you know? All you were doing is going to convenience stores and getting bologna. How do you know?
No, I've migrated off the island. That was the first year.
They don't let the help over in that area.
I go all over the Bahamas.
Okay.
All right.
Well, not to the plantation if they're there. I don't know, but I haven't seen it.
Good thing. They would have set you to work.
Pip, with a self-satisfied look as she plays the silence.
Want a stairwell you can stand on?
Jump off of?
I'd pat myself on the back, but I need Tommy John surgery. Yeah.
There you go. That a girl. Bailed your own self out of the barrel. Yeah. Good for you.
Hurt my arm again.
Anyway, Parker goes, he will not fight. And goes, terrible. Really? Parker goes, but give training. So he's going to train. Miller's new job is training. Parker goes, yes. And goes, which city? Kabul? Or other city. Parker goes, Kabul.
Well, thanks for giving me the answer.
Nice and a fresh start in a happy city. He smokes. Kabul's in Kaboom.
So he went for
that's what those people do. Holy smokes.
Holy smokes. Yeah. Did he get straight from the Bahamas to Kabul?
Yeah, I'm going
to
start a new life at Kabul.
Yeah, really.
It's going to be a short one. Fucking town.
Oh, wow.
Just get one car ride and boom.
Anyway. One car ride.
And goes, OMG, I hope he can take care of himself. Do you know it? Park goes, he will, but he cares about you more. Yes. Please contact the lawyer. And goes, I sent it to CID too. And Parker goes, he can do everything, right? And goes, I will contact Jennifer. Parker goes, Jennifer knows him. Parker goes, okay. And goes, please ask James to contact
me.
So now we're not at the, she's loving James at this particular time.
Yeah, all of a sudden she's like loving and trusting Jennifer. You know, and Jennifer apparently can
That's
vouch for
the. She doesn't
really
order this shit. She just sends it.
Yeah, yeah.
She's not very effective.
She's not very orderly? That's what?
And goes, okay. Parker goes, okay. And goes, CID also believes in my research. No, they don't. Mm-hmm. And goes, your authorities. Really? Where is Eric? Parker Green goes, yes. And goes, CID is also working on it.
That was a nice straight answer on Eric.
Yeah. Yes.
And goes, I think so. Because they do not reply to me these days. Green Parker goes, Thailand. I can't follow this shit anymore.
I know. It's jumbled.
Yeah. It's making me not want
like her brain.
It's not making me want to play. And goes, I will send mail to Jennifer. Parker goes, please do not tell anyone. And goes, I hope she could come to
me.
Earlier. Okay. Parker goes, it's security. Please do that now. Jennifer said the lawyer is a good man. We get it.
Yeah, we get it.
Oh, my God. How many times are they going to vouch? You know, it's like me thinks the lady doth protest too much. How many times are they going to vouchsafe for this lawyer's authenticity and his good word? And it's like, well, wait a minute. If you have to keep telling me what a great guy he is, that's fishy.
Non-existent lawyer person.
Yes, of course. Friend of Lawyer Danish.
And goes, I know. Parker says he gave her food items last week. What fucking lawyer gives Jennifer food items?
I know.
Is he a lawyer or a pantry?
I was just
take this deposition and these potato chips.
Yeah, there you go. Take this deposition and these potato chips. Yeah. There we
gotcha.
Go. There we go. Thank you for contributing. But he asked
me.
And there was no one to pay. I am waiting for the pay from Mr. Oda. Who is Mr. Oda again?
That was the guy. Wasn't that the intermediary or the lawyer?
You don't know either.
No.
That was the guy.
Some guy.
The guy.
It's the guy.
That was the guy.
Guy. Parker goes, she said it is to reactivate account.
Lisa calls this as the scam turns.
Lisa, do you want us to continue with this shit, or should we do a different part three from now on? Because I'm exhausted.
Let's all go to Michigan and pet Bella.
I like that field trip.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I'm tired of her. Not Bella. Or
no, 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 no. Yeah. Bella's awesome.
We got to get back out there again at those casinos we did.
Yeah, why don't you call some contacts?
Because you know them.
You call your big star. Tell them who you are. Hi, it's Joe Curry. You know who I am? Never heard of you.
You know who Davin is?
Nope.
Oh, him.
Well, at least they heard of me.
Yeah, right, I guess we ain't going. All right.
They heard of me. At least the disgust is justified.
Yeah. This disgust is justified.
Sure. And goes, I'm waiting for the pay from Mr. Oda. Parker says she said is to reactivate account and have full access. Ann goes, I mean. Parker goes, pay? Ann goes, he asked me to pay $700. I cannot. Parker goes, Oda? Ann goes, he will pay me. Ann goes, Mr. Oda. Ann goes, I will send the report to him. Good paid. Parker goes, it is to reactivate the account, and that is all. Ann goes, then I need to pay another fee. Maybe. I have no money at all. So she's got no money at all. And she's still going to pay.
He's still, and you know how, you know, they jump around with where the prices are, all the fees and everything. And now all of a sudden, they're at the bargain basement price of $700 because they know she's got jack.
But here's the deal. Here's the deal. You sit through this, at, you know, after a while, I have no money. I have no money. I have no money. And time after time, you're wondering, you know, why are these guys being persistent?
Yeah.
All of a sudden.
She'll come up with something.
She'll come up with money. And that's the reason these guys just put up with it. You know, why you sit there and go, why would they put up with this stuff?
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, she comes up with the money.
Well, that's the quality you liked about Jane, too, that she kept on going for the money and even upping the money.
Yeah.
You liked her persistence.
Well, up the money. These guys are trying to negotiate down, but she's upping the money.
And like, that's working out well for her.
Well, I know. But like I said last week, if I got a customer going, you know, you're a little high, you know, a little high. Can you do any better and sharpen your pencil? I don't come back another 20 cents over what I had. You know?
As a matter of fact, I found a math error. So here it's more.
It's the art of the steal.
By the way, Lisa says that she says, keep it up.
Really?
Sorry.
We might have to take a break soon, though, and play a game.
Yeah.
Because there's so much other shit I want to talk about.
Yeah, we'll take a break.
Maybe. And then you'll probably be like sick and I'll have a game plan and you'll fuck it up.
Well, of course.
You've been here for a couple of weeks in a row. I'm concerned.
Yeah,
should we just assume now she won't be here next week?
Yeah, fine.
You should worry.
I should. You seem healthy.
I know. Sorry.
Sorry. They seem positive. They'll take a turn Monday night. They always do.
Hold on a second.
Pip hasn't posted on Facebook this weekend. She must be ill. Here we go. All right.
We're running there on Saturday instead of with chicken soup and shit, you know.
it's like,
take
oh,
a temperature,
no.
Stupid. All right.
Really?
Where are you? I'm gardening. I'm helping. She can't garden. Oh, what's this?
May 4th. Ann and Parker continue. I have no, and this is Ann, I have no interest in funds and gold bars. This is all scam. Parker goes, okay.
I'm sorry. You got the Warner Brothers character in Jets uniforms. Do you realize that's the best prospects they got this season?
Yeah.
You better hope he can get them.
Fucking dig is interrupting. We're almost fucking done, and that's when he comes. Been wearing this stupid shirt all night now. Now?
I just noticed it now.
Okay, Pulaski. You done? Any more brilliant observational comedy, Mr. Seinfeld?
You're just pissed off because you don't have a quarterback.
Don't have anybody.
Yeah. See, that's why you're mad.
I think Taz would be excellent offense.
Yeah. I'm going to have to snap up Spicer and Sessions to fill out the rest of this show. They're going to be available soon. At least I know people will agree with what insane bullshit I say.
And Spicer will get pissed off and yell at the chat.
He won't get pissed off. He's just gonna explain everything I say the way I want him to say it until he doesn't.
Lisa says, my bad. That's fine. Up the Jane story.
That doesn't work that way. It's not either or. I mean, Jane's a whole different entity and goes on forever.
Oh, I know.
But what she's saying is scam more scammers. But that's very time consuming.
Yeah.
It is. But they are more fun.
They are fun.
Glad she likes Jane. And I'm glad she likes Anne.
Yeah. Huh.
This is all scam. Parker goes, okay. I will block all of you out. Bye. Parker goes, take care.
Say ya. Wouldn't want to say ya.
Later. Parker goes, please do not contact my daughter again before you contaminate her.
What?
Now, I've had concerned fathers say that to me.
But they were right.
They were right. I was contaminating. I stick something in there, ruined.
Yeah, ruined.
You know, it's like when there's a turd in the city pool. You can't go back in there. It's contaminated.
There's a horrible image.
And goes, I will not send any shit money.
What?
You heard me.
I'll not send any shit money.
I will not send any shit money.
What, she washed it off then?
It's called money laundering, dear.
Yes. Better if it's good shit money.
Or your paycheck from your first job.
Yeah.
But it's a real job and it's hard-earned money.
It was.
Yeah.
It was.
Now I can hear you. First time you were fucking swallowing a yogurt.
Snack,
snack time for stupids.
Well.
I'm just observing. I'm not.
Okay, okay.
She goes, I will not send any shit money. Fuck you.
What, that I was eating or was that?
No, that's what she said.
Oh, I I'm like, if you told me, I thought I would have heard that line you were discussing the snack.
No, Anne was saying fuck you.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But she probably feels the same way about you.
and our snack.
Yeah. Fuck you. This is scam. You want to eat my money.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
yes.
Right. Would have been a good
choice. See, that would have been it.
You eat lots of money.
Damn it. I was going to pick that.
But you didn't.
That would have been a wild card.
I know.
I think that's enough for tonight with this.
Right,
do we agree?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
I think so. Any thoughts on that?
Well, that I really did terribly with the categories. There was one Mr. Davin. That's it. Nobody wins this one.
Yeah.
Terrible.
She's going to keep drilling her till she sends the money.
Yeah.
I mean, she never has money, but she always comes up. Bottom line is, she always comes up with the money. And they know she always comes up with the money.
Or they wouldn't be spending any more time with her at all.
I find that they don't want, Miller doesn't want him talking to her daughter.
Yeah, that's really strange.
That's an interesting takeaway. No, yeah. Not Miller, Parker.
Parker.
Maybe because he has a set amount that he wants to stick to. If it goes to the other scammer, he might negotiate to a lower amount. And maybe he doesn't want them to go. You know what I'm saying? If he talks to someone, he might have an agenda of the money that she wants, like $700. If he's afraid he might go to Barker or betraying that, he might settle at $400 or whatever. And you know, the other guys like want $700. You know what I'm saying?
You mean the person that's portraying Jennifer?
Yeah, portrays. You know,
would be like saying, "Well, we could get it done with $500."
I know. You know, he could shoot her an email, depending on how close they are. He could shoot her an email and go, "Look, she's going to come to you."
Yeah.
All right. Don't settle less than anything. We're trying to take $700, which we're really bottom barrel. Don't go any lower than that.
Yeah.
Could have sent a text, but you know, maybe they're. You know, with this whole thing, maybe they're not communicating. They're not communicating. Or maybe there's a pissing contest between them.
Or maybe they think withholding access to Jennifer will motivate her.
Or she might screw. Or the story is, they have the story at a certain point right now where the person portraying Jennifer could screw that up to question that. Or, you know, Anne is such a lunatic and so fragile that maybe if the person portraying Jennifer says anything wrong, now it's going to screw up all the, you know, the work that he put in.
Right.
So there's a back. I don't know what it is. I gave some ideas, but there definitely seems to be a backstory on why he doesn't want her contact.
Yeah, that was a really unusual thing for him to just fling out there.
Yeah, because usually he could care less.
He's like, yes.
Unless he's just playing into character, protecting his daughter. That could be too.
Okay.
That's the easy answer.
Yeah,
I doubt that.
No, I don't. I mean, you're saying all these horrible things.
I don't think it was creative writing night at the hut, and they all went to work.
But they have been very creative. They've created this whole world for Anne to play in.
Yeah.
I mean, many players. Let's not sell them short.
Yeah, but the continuity thing. You want a continuity thing, especially when you're almost there getting the money, especially when she was saying sending the money. That's another key thing. She's about to send the money. Look, I'll take it from here. You ever get like an order or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Like at the day program, there's an order I'm working on, and my counterpart will call me. I got this, and email me the order. Well, I'll key it. I got, please send me the order.
Yeah.
I because you made some deals, you cut this, you want to make sure it goes out just so you don't. And we're all not, you know, we don't work a commission, however,
this project is your baby.
I don't need anything to go wrong on it. So, no offense against you, you're very good at what you do, but please send me it so I can. I still have my hand on it, I can make sure it goes through okay,
right? Because it was intricate and you just put it together.
Right.
I totally
there's
understand.
A deal,
that.
There's
I've
an extra
done
five,
that.
I got to write accounting to let me know I'm throwing them the, you know. I get approval from my sales manager, you know.
I have to get the sound from Suicide. You know, ever hear the band Suicidal Tendencies?
Yeah.
What is it? They have that one song about, like, the church and, like, you know, like, the church of suicide or something. And he goes, send me your money. I might have to get that little fucking sound.
Oh, there you go,
clip.
There you go.
I don't think it would even be that long.
Yeah.
I think we have to get that.
Lisa says, Anne is an almond joy. Sometimes you feel like a nut.
And sometimes you don't.
I think that's what Davin's feeling.
Anne's got nuts.
Man,
some statues don't. All right. Well, that was good.
Yeah, that was good. There were some interesting things in there.
Yeah, don't contest. All right, I think the takeaway is Parker says don't talk to Jennifer.
Don't talk to Jennifer.
And Rita's love. That we see an example of Rita's love.
Yeah.
And telling her, if you want to contact them, fine, see what you could do. You're supposed to be advising them and knowing it's not, advising scammers.
Yeah, but she's in that point. She don't know.
I know, but the thing is, she is proclaiming herself as an expert, and she's, she's anything but.
Lots of people complain.
I understand that, but she's doing this person a disservice, and she's doing this person harm, recommending, if you feel that way about him, contact him. No, asshole, he's a scammer. Stay away.
She should have gone to a Baptist college to get a degree in anti-scamming. Would have helped her.
Yeah.
All right, let's thank some folks for allowing this. Tower Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions, run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tower of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tower of Energy LLC. I encourage you guys to do that and like their page. Helps us out if you guys do that.
Yes, so please
do that. Be a mensch.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesca's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef-owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesca's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it's still elegant. Francesca's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesca's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesca's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website, francescas-restaurant.com.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. A Tuscan villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner, and on Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello is the place for live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event was not just an occasion, but it's going to be a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side-Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Davin, what we got coming up, babe?
We'll have something soon.
All righty. Keep on top of that. Check out their website, Portobello.
Keep on top of it. Yeah, be standing by. Don't leave your computers.
But check out what they have to offer. It's a great place. Call them at 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, portobellonj.com. At 175 Rambo Valley Road, you are insured to a beautiful, lovely night out. And you deserve the best, and you deserve Portobello.
Real quick, before Pip goes, I'm on my friend's Facebook page, the one who's the scoutmaster, the woman who went to the
Jamboree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So somebody posted, booing Obama was uncalled for and not in keeping with the scout oath and law. I agree with that. I think you would even have to agree with that. That's a former president of the United States. Whether politically you like him or you don't like him, I'd say the same thing if George W. Bush went there, who was a lot of people did not like. You're a scout. You do not boo a former president. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, that I would, yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was very rude.
And somebody wrote boo-hoo, and I'm like, well, that's the problem. Mm-hmm. That's the problem with doing divisive stuff, which the scouts warned about and that they didn't want. That's the problem, and that's the problem with the – doing that type of thing at the Jamboree, that's the last place. That's supposed to be the best.
Yeah, you're supposed to be your best foot forward.
And you hate to see some of our worst come out there.
I
don't know. I mean, law and order. You don't boo. I would not boo a president. If I saw Donald Trump, I would not boo him. I might ignore him.
Right.
But if I was someplace and he was announced, I wouldn't boo him. That always struck me as tacky when they would show like a president up on like the screen at a sporting event or like a mayor or governor of booing. It's like, really?
Yeah, no.
I mean, as much as you hate them, they're still theoretically trying to work for us, the people. You might not agree with their approach.
Right.
But in theory.
You respect the office.
Yeah, as Joe has said. All right, I'm sorry. Yeah. Go on.
That's okay. Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja manja. Giancarelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Giancarelli's is just like that great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.giancarellispizzanj.com. That's www.giancarellispizzanj.com. Or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff, old world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Giancarelli's.
Side Splitting Productions, all your entertainment needs. 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094, sidesplittingproductions.com. Give us a call. We'll hook you up. Pip.
Yes. Well, I want everybody in the audience to know that Mr. Helix is working at HudsonRiverRadio.com, and his DJ portion is 4 to 6 p.m., the drive time portion, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So why don't you give him a listen? It's a great show.
That was a great promo. It was smooth, like butter. That was some good promo.
I don't
know. Maybe write something down for the hubby.
Yeah, you know what? My brain stopped.
Yeah,
blogging.
I do the same thing with Side Splitting Productions. I just get like, does he promote our show?
What? He can't.
Why?
They're
internet radio. They're the same fucking thing.
I know.
Stupid. Enough with the pretend legitimacy. Now that they're starting to see about sponsorship, whatever. They'll be calling in no time.
He promotes it on Facebook all the time.
Well, Mr. Helix is a great man. My bone is not with Mr. Helix.
No.
I love the Mr. Helix. But the radio station. Stop. Stop. Been there, done that. Yuck.
Funny.
Joseph?
Speaking of which, I will be... I'll be at Governor's Comedy Club on Sunday, 7 o'clock show. Go to govs.com for tickets and information.
Who knows? With Joe, you got to keep on checking back to his Facebook page, because today is just Sunday. It could be Friday and Saturday, too.
Could be.
Way those Governor's weekends work.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like I said, I picked up last week. I didn't have a gig Sunday. I picked up the Memory Motel. So, yeah. JoeCurryComedy.com and check my Facebook page, Joe Curry or Joe Curry Nation on Facebook.
There you goes. Well, you guys know how to find us. This has been fun tonight.
Very good show.
Yeah, I hope we tried to enlighten you. We kept it a little bit more civil than usual. I apologize.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I'll start kicking the snot out of them
it's
right
funny.
Now.
Usually try to make. Let's not make it like Dodge City tonight.
And
when we don't, and
we're
it was
like,
civil
we're
and
sorry.
Focused, you know, really.
Just because, honestly, so, I mean, sometimes it's funny. But sometimes it's exhausting. I don't mind. I mean, I know our politicians can't have intelligent debates anymore.
But maybe we could try.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's frowned upon on social media. But, you know, I like to present both sides of it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for hanging out. We will see you next week.
Yes.
Yeah. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening. So